Excuse me, Professor? I know, your office hours are almost over, and it's right before break, but I just, do you have maybe 5 minutes? Thanks, I really appreciate it. I know I've been really, really aggressive this semester, and, last semester too, and showing up at your office hours and things like that, but I just... Talking to you is just so incredible because I've read all of your books and your journal articles and even some of the reviews that you've done and things like that. And I went back and read your master's thesis. I know it wasn't published, but I had a copy. I ordered a copy. But anyway, my point is that your work is just so brilliant. And, you know, I've spent my years here in college trying to emulate you, and I've been so lucky to have you for several courses, and, you know, I just wanted to make sure that you know how much your work is seminal in the field, and, you know, I feel so excited that, I really want to make sure you understand how much it has meant to me to have you as a mentor. And I know I've been obnoxious and, you know, I've shown up at faculty things and events, and I've been at every one of your public lectures and sometimes drop in on classes that you're... I know that I've been obnoxious, but I can't help it. Listening to you speak and reading your works and just the way you comport yourself is just so... It's incredible. I'm sorry, I'm making you uncomfortable, but I thought a lot about what I could do to show you how much I appreciate your work and how much your mentorship has meant to me, and I noticed that you work really long hours, and when you're not teaching or prepping to teach, you're handling research, and I know you don't have much time to... I know you must be lonely. And I thought maybe I could help with that. I know that there are all sorts of rules and regulations against faculty-student relationships, but I think you know I would never say anything to anyone. And I think you know... to how I feel about you and how I would do anything, Professor. Let me show you. I'm just gonna unbutton my top. Don't say anything. Just, you don't have to say a word. Just let me show myself to you. You're not the only one who's been lonely. And I've thought about this almost as much as I've thought about your work and your theories. And I just need you to touch me, please. Just... yeah. Like that, yes, please. Oh, this is so incredible. I want to give myself to you completely. However you want, whenever you want. Just let me be. Oh. touching there. I should have known that you'd be as good at this as anything else. Please. Oh, Professor, let me kiss you. Please. To feel your lips. Yes. Oh, yeah. I locked the door on my way. The hall is empty. There's nobody here but us. Please, Professor, let me undress you. Let me touch you. Let me press my lips to your throat. Undo your tie. Unbutton this shirt of yours. You need this, don't you? You know. You know how much I need to give this to you. Yes. I just want to feel our bodies pressed together. Oh, yeah. Oh, it feels so good. No idea how many times I've fantasized about this. How many times I've been in the library poring over books and working on papers, and all I can think about is getting your cock in my mouth. Don't look so shocked, Professor. You want this too. I can tell. You already heard. Yes. I'm as hungry for your cock as I have been for your ideas. For your conversation. Just lay. Just relax. I want this. This is all I want. Just to give you pleasure. I'm okay. That's what I want. Yeah, I feel my breasts. Where do you want to come? Tell me. Do you want to come on my bow? Do you want to come over to my face, Professor? Do you want to come on my breast, my throat? Anywhere. Anywhere you want to come, please. I want you to use me. Yes, fill my mouth. Professor. Thank you. Thank you. That was incredible. Yes. I can stop by your office hours again on Thursday.